This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We've been speaking with the writer and cultural critic Touré, whose new book is called Who's Afraid of Post-Blackness? But it is now time for us to add the next link in our week-long musical chain letter. We've got all these authors in this week, and so we've asked each one of them to pass along a recording to the next day's guest. Yesterday, Alex Ross, music critic of The New Yorker, left behind this work by the avant-garde American composer Conlon Nancarro. It's a piece for player piano called Study Number 3A. The recording is from the late 1940s. Touré, have a listen. Some mid-20th century music from Conlon Nancarro, who wrote for player piano because it was assumed that humans couldn't play this kind of rhythmically complex music. So, Touré, what do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, the first thing that jumped out at me was that it seems far too complex for a human being to actually do. I actually really liked it. It gave me the sense of, I wrote down, information overload, and yet I could make out a sort of dynamic, a sort of pattern in it, so it didn't feel random, even though I wrote down the word random too, because there seemed to be a bit of a random thing. I thought a little bit about Thelonious Monk and what he does. I find Monk much more soulful than that. I love Monk very deeply. But I enjoyed that. I mean, it seems to flood the mind with thoughts to where you can't be sort of thinking about other things. You know, sometimes you'll listen to music,
right,
you're kind
right.
of having another thought going on in the hard drive upstairs, and you can't do that with this. It is so much going on. You have to pay full attention to it, which I think is part of what I love and what many people love about hip-hop, that there's so many words in great hip-hop that you have to really clue into what's going on, as opposed to R&B or rock and roll, where there's much more space.
Mm. Before we get to your pick, though, you might be curious and maybe a little gratified to learn that your Thelonious Monk thing was not entirely off base. Conlon Nancarro was a huge jazz fan, and in fact, the original name of this study number 3A was Boogie Woogie Study.
Ah, there you go.
So it was definitely in there. All right, so now it's your turn. Tomorrow, the essayist John Jeremiah Sullivan is here. He's got this great new collection called Pulphead of his essays. What are you leaving for him to listen to?
Well, you know, one of the albums that I really love right now is Das Racists Relax. And, you know, those guys are brilliant. I mean, they're from Wesleyan and they're leaving their intelligence all on the table, and they're not at all afraid of dealing with, like, you know, just racial politics, and that they're not black. They're not. But they're really good MCs. It's a parody. It's a satire somewhat of hip hop. And yet it's like the avant-garde's getting really good. Like, they used to be kind of like, it's kind of like house music. Like, we're just going to repeat, you know, the same thing. You know, it's the combination KFC and Taco Bell. That's the lyric for the whole song, repeated over and over. Now they're straight up complicated, great rappers and great beats. Heems makes the beats. I love these guys.
Well, they've come a long way from their sort of underground hit combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. This is called
Pizza Hut.
This is Power from the band Das Racist.
The whole thing. Keep your hand in your pocket, they could smell the gold ring. If somebody felled an old tree, jokingly, and only three people got the joke. Is the tree pine, maple, or oak, or other? I'm the other brother from another mother. The other like me, you like me, I might be your father. Sister, Roger, Dodger, Trickster, Victor, Hipster, Lipster. Too many factors listening for me to say if you don't get it, it's fine, let it rewind, or never play it again, say it again.
From Queens, New York, that is Das Racist.
I mean, not only the words they say, but the words they don't say. You know, you heard the word they were about to say, but then they jumped off of it, which is a whole, I mean, there's so many jokes within that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they play on the tree falling in the forest joke, and then the N-word joke, and the, you know, it's a whole bunch of stuff going on.
All right,
there.
So J.J. Sullivan's going to have some fun listening to this tomorrow on our next Soundcheck when he joins us as our musical chain letter across the week continues. Touré has been my guest. His book is called Who's Afraid of Post-Blackness, and he is speaking at Columbia University on Tuesday, November 22nd at 7 o'clock with Soledad O'Brien. More info on the Soundcheck page, wnyc.org/soundcheck.
And Tamron Hall.
At the
Both.
Same. Okay, that's on Tuesday night, the 22nd at 7. Touré, have fun there, and thanks for being with us on Soundcheck today.
Thanks for having me.
Still to come, the new project from pianist Matt Heimovitz, rather cellist Matt Heimovitz and pianist Christopher O'Reilly is called Shuffle, Play, Listen. We'll hear all about it. We'll get a live performance in just a moment. This is Soundcheck.
We can give it away. We don't mean what we say. We can joke, we can play. We can joke all day. What can I give you? What I actually need?